Now, this is a dictation for Caleb, C-A-L-E-B, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, April 17, 86. Address as a letter to family practice residence. 6298145. Dear doctors, follow up for Mr. Leslie. Chronic kidney disease, secondary to nephrocalcinosis, hypertension. He has chronic erosive inflammatory arthritis, superimposed on prior severe hyperuricemia, or what patient is on biological treatment, among others, through University of Michigan. Last visit here was in November. Significant weight gain from 224 to 237, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. He's been treated for urinary tract infection. It's not clear to me if urine culture was done or any bacteria was isolated. He says that his symptoms remains and he's going to call your office today. He has not noticed fever, abdominal pain, or flank pain, and the urine is not cloudy or bleeding. A stable edema, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. It comes accompanied with significant other. Next paragraph, medications, review. I will highlight the allopurinol, prednisone. He cut it himself to 7.5 milligrams, excuse me, to 15 milligrams 2 days a week. He's taking Nurantin and Tramadol, blood pressure metoprolol, Norvasc, remains on methotrexate folic acid, as well as Anakinra, K-I-N-R-A, which is an interleukin 1 receptor antibody. No anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure 140 over 100 right-sided, overweight 237, no respiratory distress, no speech problems or facial asymmetry. Lungs clear without any Ralwisch's consolidation, pleural effusion, and no respiratory distress. No gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, tenderness, or masses. He's overweight. 1+ edema. I do not see any new joint synovitis. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is February. Creatinine 1.5. If anything is improved, baseline 1.6, 1.7. No anemia, minor increase of white blood cell neutrophils with low lymphocyte, probably steroids, normal platelet count, large MCV 108, likely from methotrexate, creatinine as indicated above with a GFR of 57 stage 3. In February, I don't see electrolytes. There is a normal albumin liver function test. No calcium down or phosphorus. A recent urine, 1+ of protein, more than 100 white blood cells, 1+ bacteria, 3+ leukocyte esterase. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, presently stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, nephrocalcinosis. Next number, chronic erosive inflammatory arthritis, superimposed on severe hyperuricemia. At some point, 18, without gout or tophi, for what he is, as indicated above, combination of immunosuppressants, including biological treatment. No superimposed infection, no serious superimposed infection. Next number, peripheral neuropathy, multifactorial as indicated above. Next number, presently no edema. Next number, hypertension, poorly controlled. I'm going to increase the Norvasc to 7.5 milligrams. Explain side effects of edema, constipation. Monitor response within 10-14 days, potentially up to 10 milligrams altogether. I'm trying to avoid diuretics because of his history of severe hyperuricemia. I'm already on a high dose of allopurinol. The importance of physical activity, weight reduction, minimize sodium intake. Next number, likely urinary tract infection. A culture needs to be done and appropriate antibiotics. He's calling your office right away. Next number, no anemia but macrocytosis as indicated above from methotrexate. Next number, PTH needs to be updated as part of chronic renal failure. All issues discussed with the patient, come back on the next 6 months.